Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is wherever you are in the world. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, and I welcome you to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Can you believe we are coming to the end of March and getting ready to go into the month of April? Nevertheless, I hope that you're doing well and that you're experiencing life at its best. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life and your day scheduled to be here with us for another episode of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I want to say hello, first of all, to anybody that may be listening to this podcast for the very first time. Thank you so much for tuning in, and being a part of this platform. The Jamel Sanders Podcast is so much more than a show. It's a platform that we've created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and to maximize their greatest potential. And every week, through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, intentional tools and strategies, and legendary wisdom, we want to empower you to live your greatest life. That has been our mission from inception, and that will always be the mission and driving force behind this platform. I also want to just take a moment and say hello to my Apple Podcast family. I appreciate you and thank you so much for letting me serve you. Hello to my Spotify family. I love Spotify. I'm so impressed with the growth and the countries that are listening to this platform. It's just unbelievable. Thank you so much for serving and being a part of this vision. Hello to those of you listening to me on Stitcher. Stitcher is going to be going away soon, but I hope that you will connect with us on a different platform. Hello to those of you listening to me on Google. Google will be going away soon, so I hope you'll connect with me on a different platform. Hello to those of you listening to me on iHeartRadio. I appreciate you. Amazon Music, Audible, Luminary, and any other platform that I may not have named. Thank you so much for allowing me to serve you and to do life with you. I would love to connect with you beyond this show. You can find out more information about me at www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you'll find a plethora of empowerment tools and resources designed to help you live a greater life. You'll find out more about me and the work I'm doing around the world and so much more. Beyond this podcast, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, LLC, a global management consulting advisory firm that works with leaders around the world, training, developing, and advising them, and giving them the solutions that they need to be on the cutting edge of leadership and change in the 21st century. You can find out more about me, conferences, seminars, symposiums, keynotes, live events, presentations, advising and consulting services, and so much more at jamelsanders.com. While you're on the site, definitely get added to my mailing list so that you can stay up to date on all the great news and developments happening in the organization. You definitely want to stay connected. We're going to be sharing some things that only those that are connected through the mailing list will hear about it first, and other people will hear about the echo of it later. So definitely connect with that. You can find the links to my social media platforms on the website, with the exception of TikTok, which is Official Jamel Sanders, and the exception of Threads, which is also Official Jamel Sanders. So I hope that you'll connect with me there. And I look forward to doing life with you more in the days to come. You can also find out more about, like I said, courses and other events and things that are going on with the organization. You can find a link to my shop where you'll find some of our products and services as well. Speaking of products, I am an author, and I have written a lot of books, but I will recommend to you my latest book, my 12th book, Wounds, Incubating Prophetic Promises for Prophetic Fulfillment. This is a sequel to Pressure, and Wounds is a powerful book. It is a book that builds on the concepts of pressure, and it delves into this whole law and principle of incubation. For every prophetic potentiality and prophetic vision and dream over your life, there is an incubation or prophetic development process to bring that thing out of the invisible realm into the realm that we call time. And in this book, I really delve into the forces that drive this development process how to harness those forces and how to ultimately manifest the life that you were born for. It's a powerful resource and tool that will help you in your journey to not only reaching your full potential, but giving birth to your destiny and the thing that you've been created and destined for. You can get the book right now from Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors have access to Wounds. Thank you so much for the support. It continues to do well, and I'm so grateful for all of the outpouring of love and support that you have given to this book. And before we take a very quick break, I would also recommend to you my breakthrough journal. I released it last year. The breakthrough journal is important because anybody that knows me knows that I have been journaling for as long as I can remember, and it has been a very powerful, transformative tool in my life, and it has empowered me to become the best version of myself. It has empowered me to ponder and probe some of life's greatest questions, and it has brought me to great wisdom and solutions in many areas. So this journal will help you to write your goals, to script your vision, and ultimately to create the narrative of success in your life. So you can get the Breakthrough Journal right now at JamelSanders.com. Go under shop and you will find it listed there. And thank you so much to everybody that has supported the Breakthrough Journal thus far. Before we take a break, I have one ask of you. One thing that I will do with this platform, and when I'm no longer doing it, I won't do this podcast anymore, is to provide value to you. And so if you get any value out of day or anything I've said in the hundreds of episodes that we put out, do me a favor and go right now in the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app and leave a review. I want to say thank you to those of you that have taken the time to leave a review for this podcast, and I also want to encourage more of you to do it in the days to come. Two reasons. Number one, I believe that there are people out there that are in search and on a quest for empowerment in their lives. They don't know exactly how to find it and where to find it. And your review may be the very thing that helps them to land on this platform. Also, it helps us in terms of data and analytics and visibility and getting the podcast out in front of more people. So thank you so much in advance for taking the time to leave a review about the Jamel Sanders podcast. I appreciate you, and I'm so thankful to serve you on a continual basis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we've been in a series called Questions, the Pathway to Breakthrough, and I want to attempt, let me put that disclaimer out there, I want to attempt to wrap up this series today. I hope that you've gotten something out of it. It has been really fun for me in just preparing these episodes and really kind of strategizing and outlining where I want to go, where I want this conversation to land, and how I want it to resonate with you as a listener. And we're just going to dive into the final part of this, and I would encourage you, if you haven't, go back and listen to all three of the other parts, because it's a powerful series that's going to help you in a big way in this year. So let's get going. In a quest, in a world where confusion runs rampant, what you need more than anything is more clarity in your life. I know that we live in this consumer, commercialized society that tells us we need more and more and more, we need more of this and more of that, and more of all these things that we don't really need. But what I really believe is that you need more clarity in your life. And as I talked about on a previous episode, about 2 years ago, I guess now, I did a clarity detox. I pretty much dropped off of social media for a 30-day period, and I just really timed for myself. There was a lot going on, and I really needed some clarity about direction, decisions I needed to make, and just a lot of different factors at once. And so what happened in that 30 days changed the course of my life. It changed me as an individual. It changed how I operated as an entrepreneur. It changed my relationship constellation. It changed my priorities. It changed mindset. Everything about my life changed because I walked away with this level of clarity about my life, about my vision, about my future that I had never had before. And when I'm speaking with leaders or clients or people around the world, when they begin to explain certain scenarios and situations to me, I know immediately that what this person needs is not another well-crafted strategy, not another well-intentioned tactic, but they really need clarity in their lives. And in those moments, I really try to delve deep with the person, get beyond the surface, and really help them to get to that clarity in their lives. Because I believe that when we operate from a place of clarity, not only are we living more empowered lives, but we become the greatest expression of who we were created to be. When I talk with most people, they seem very conflicted and confused about their lives. In one breath, they want to go after a certain goal in a more particular direction. However, in the next breath, they have no clue what they want or where they're going. The link in the life of most people is clarity. And clarity brings context to our lives and empowers us to chart the course to breakthroughs, results, and radical change. Write that down. Clarity brings context to our lives and empowers us to chart the course to breakthroughs, results, and radical change. So as we get ready to end this quarter, I want you to just think about the last 3 months of your life, or the first 3 months of 2024. And I want you to write some things in your breakthrough journal. Number one, I want you to write how have you grown and developed as a person in the last 3 months. And I don't want surface answers. I want you to really delve deep and talk about how you have developed and grown. Number two, I want you to write about what challenges and obstacles have you had to overcome in the last 3 months in great detail. And number three, I want you to write about what lessons have you learned about yourself, about your life over the last 3 months. So that's an assignment for you. In your journal, I want you to write number one, how have you grown as a person over the last 3 months? Number two, what challenges and obstacles have you overcome in the last 3 months? Number three, let me think, what did I just say? And then number three, I want you to begin to write about the lessons that and experiences that the last 3 months of your life have taught you and how they've made you better in the process. I want you to just spend some time with those questions and really think about them so that you can really see where you are and not just, you know, going through the year and going through the months and checking things off our to-do list, but really seeing how you are growing and evolving as a person to become the best version and expression of yourself. You're going to chart the course, change the course of your life this year. You're going to have to do so with clarity. More importantly, you cannot course correct your life without clarity. You know, I hear so many people, and like I said, they're very confused, they're very conflicted about their lives. And what they do is they try to self-medicate. And so they listen to this person and that person and that person, and this person tells me I should do this, and this person tells me I should do that. Well, I likened it unto the analogy of food poisoning. If you eat at everybody's table, eventually you're going to get sick. Something is going to go terribly wrong, and it's going to affect your health in a negative way. The same goes in life and relationships. When you go to every table looking for everybody to serve you something to eat, you create opportunities for yourself to be food poisoned and soul poisoned, because not everybody has your best intention at heart, and not everybody cares about you. And sometimes people are just giving you information that has no relevance or significance to your life. And so I don't want you to get soul poisoned. I want you to build a trusted cabinet of individuals in your life that you consult about decisions, but at the end of the day, as you've heard me say many times on this podcast, you have to have the maturity to choose what's best for you. is intended to be lived with a clear mission and vision. I cannot emphasize this enough. You know, the scripture says that there is no vision, that there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off their strength and their lives. As somebody that talks with leaders around the world in very high places, I always tell leaders that what's wrong with the world is not gang violence. It is not human trafficking or sex trafficking. It is not a drug epidemic. What we are dealing with in the world is a culture and a generation of people that have no vision for their lives. And when you wake up out of the bed with no vision, other people not only force their vision upon you, but other people have the power to dictate the reality and the narrative that is created through your life. And when I understood this years ago, I made a decision, a non-negotiable decision, that I was going to live my life with a very clear vision, that I was not going to allow people or circumstances or conditions or environments or cultural norms or voices to script the narrative and to tell me what was possible for my life, that I was going to determine what was possible for my own life, and I was going to script the chapters the way that I wanted them to go. And so if you really want change to happen in your life, you got to be a person that lives with a very clear mission and vision. One of the most important questions we can ever ask ourselves on the journey to our greatest life is, how do I embrace the life that I was born for? Woo! You know, if you get me started on that question, we'll be here for 20 more years talking. But how are you going to answer that question? How do you embrace? A lot of people are living an alternative reality and living in a false narrative that has been scripted by culture and voices around them in the environment and statistical information, and they are not living an authentic life. And you have a decision to make. Are you going to embrace the life that you were born for? And you're going to live up to the level of your potential and who you were created to be. Over the course of the last few weeks, we have been exploring one of our favorite topics in the world. We have been dealing with the anatomy and power of questions. However, we have not just been looking at the power of asking any question. We've explored in detail the importance of asking empowered questions for your life. As we bring this series to a close, I wanted to go a layer deeper. I wanted to give you a glimpse into the ideas and concepts that have springboarded my growth, development, and advancement at so many different phases of my life. First of all, never underestimate the power of writing things down. This has to do with questions, the pathway to breakthrough. Well, a lot of people, we just talked about the importance of having a vision. A lot of people will tell me, and they will fight me on this. They will say to me, "Jamel, I don't need to write anything down. It's all in my head." So that's wonderful. But the reality is that you need to get it out of your head, and you need to get it on paper. You need to write the vision. You need something that you can look at on a consistent basis that reminds you of what's possible, that reminds you of what you're concentrating on, and that reminds you of the direction that you want your life to take. Let me say it again. You need to write things down because, number one, you need to have a picture of what's possible for your life. You need to have a picture of what you need to be concentrating on, and you need to be able to look at where the direction of your life should be moving. When your goals stay in your head and you don't write them down, that's as far as they go. Because all of the people that tell me their goals in their head, none of them are accomplishing their goals. And if somebody that has not only learned the power of asking questions and goal setting and strategic planning, but has empowered people in all walks of life from around the world to do the same thing, I do know what I'm talking about when I talk about writing things down. Now, what you have to understand about me is if you listen to my Finish the Wish Strong series about how I detail everything about my day, I can go back to March 23rd, 2023, look at my planner, and I could tell you exactly what I did start to finish on that day. So I have a planner that is detailed, and I also have my journal, and my journal is detailed. My journal has everything from my economic goals to my spiritual goals to my personal goals to the mapping, what I call prophetic mapping of the sequence that's going to get me there, to the daily, weekly, moment-by-moment steps that I need to do it. It has affirmations. It has quotations and things that have inspired me within that week or time frame. So there's so much that goes into success that I don't even have the time here to talk to you about it. But I know that writing things down is a powerful tool that will set success and prosperity in motion for your life and empower you to live your life at the next level. I promise you that this is not a promo for the Breakthrough Journal. However, I hope that you will invest in some kind of journal and write your ideas down. I always tell people that any idea that is worthy should be written down. Write that down. Any idea that is worthy and worthwhile should be written down. And that's why, you know, I do quotes. That's why I've written 12 books and I'm still writing books. That's why I have a lot of intellectual property that has been, you know, sent to the government and protected and everything, because I understand the power of worthwhile ideas. And the people who know me, work with me, or they're mentored by me, they know the power of my ideas and how it has changed their lives. And so what I'm saying to you is that if a vision is really important, even if you say, okay, Janelle, I want to start a business, I'm used to even get a loan from a bank or a venture capitalist or angel investor, you have to show up to them with a business plan. Now, you're talking to somebody that has a finance degree. A well-rounded business plan is at least 100 pages. So don't tell me that it's in my head and you're going to go into a bank with no outline plan of how you expect that business to generate revenues to pay back that loan. So we get real deep when it comes to certain things, but the reality is that if your vision is important, if it is investment worthy, you should be writing those things down so that you can help set that in motion for your life. Anything that you have not written down is not a value to you. I'll just say it. Anything that you have not written down is not a value to you, or as I often say, anything that you have not pinned to paper is not a priority in your life. Everything that is of importance to me has been documented, from the systems of my business to the operations of my business to the financial landscape of my business to business relationship. Everything has been documented. And so if it's not documented, it's not something that's important to me, and it's not something that's important to you. Many years ago, I started the success discipline of journaling. I had journaled about my goals, my vision, my mission, my business, my relationships, my personal growth and development, and even my money. And while some will argue that it is a coincidence, much of what I have written down has become a reality in my life. It is a law that whatever you document, you get done. Whatever you document, you get done. And what you script, you set in motion for your life. So what I want you to do is I want you to get your thoughts and ideas out of your head and get them down on paper. Listen to this. When the mind is clear, details emerge and the way appears. When the mind is clear, details emerge and the way appears. So a lot of people, when they get in stressful situations or anxious situations, they allow people to put a lot of pressure on them. And, you know, everybody will tell you, your lawyers will tell you, your accountants will tell you, everybody will tell you, you need to make this decision, you need to do this now. And anybody that knows Janelle, I am not a person that you are going to push into a corner and pressure into a decision. I will make the decision, and I'm ready to make the decision. And one of the things that I tell people is that you are not going to pressure me. We're going to take a pause, and you're going to give me a moment to think. And when my mind is clear, the details emerge and the way appears. Like I told you, 2024 has been an incredible year already, but it has been a year of great challenges and growth and very chaotic at times. But guess what? Even in the midst of that, I'm not going to allow pressure to be built within me around that. I'm going to allow my mind to get clear, and the details always emerge and the way appears that I need to move in order to take the next steps in my life. There are solutions that accompany simply by writing. A lot of us, we, you know, one thing you'll learn about me, I guess, I don't know, maybe as I get older, maybe it's just the way I've always been, but one thing that you are not going to do is waste my time, and one thing you're not going to do is keep talking to me about the same problem. And I have prescribed a solution to you, and I have given you my input, and I have given you knowledge, or I have given you access to resources or whatever you need. Do not come back to me with the same problem. That is the greatest way to create conflict in that relationship. And so what I tell people is that a lot of times we spend too much time talking about problems and not enough time thinking through problems. So I'm not going to talk. We're not going to keep talking and talking. We already know what the problem is. I feel like whatever you repeat, you magnify in your life. After that, whatever you repeat, you magnify in your life. So you keep talking about the problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger. What I do is I begin to dissect that problem, deconstruct it, take it apart, and the more I do that, the more empowered I am to get to the solutions that I want to get to. There are 6 and 7 figure ideas waiting for you to pick up a pen. I don't know why I'm going this way today, but somebody needs to hear this. Every great entrepreneur has a strategy day and a planning day. Some people are like, well, aren't they the same things? No, they're not. A planning day deals with the direction that you want your business, your organization to go. A strategy session deals with the steps or the, what's the word I'm looking for, the actions that need to be implemented for those plans to become a reality. So you need a day for planning, you need a day for strategy in your business, and there are 6 and 7 figure ideas waiting for you to pick up a pen. A lot of people like to talk about this, get in this group, or get this person. A lot of things will come to you if you just take the time, get a journal, sit down, clear your mind, and begin to think. You will be amazed at what will come to you. And if you need some journaling prompts, reach out, and I can help guide you if you don't know where to start. You know, I was going to do a course around journaling a couple of years ago, and I just never did it, but it will change your life. As somebody that's been doing it for a very long time, I'm telling you, it'll change your life in a tremendous way. People often ask me how I have become such a great communicator, and part of it was getting skilled at writing down my ideas. Stop spending so much time digitizing your ideas and spend more time documenting your ideas. Because this is not a plug for my journal, because there are people who do not and will not believe that journaling is important at all. They feel like it's just a waste of time, and that's fine for them. But I want you to get in the habit of documenting your ideas. Writing is a powerful liberation and self-evaluation. And this brings me to the premise of this episode. I want to spend some time talking with you about the power of asking evolutionary questions. While we have briefly hinted at this in other episodes, I felt that this needed further discussion. By now, I don't think I have to convince you about the power of questions. I have spent literally a month dissecting it and showing you why I believe it's valuable. As someone that is respected around the world, a revolutionary thinker, I know how to harness the power of the mind to achieve extraordinary results. However, I believe that the genesis for the emergence of your brilliance and capacity is the ability to ask the right questions. So if you really want to tap into your genius and brilliance, you got to know how to ask the right questions. And a lot of times, people are looking for direction instead of leading the way. They're looking for somebody else to make the statement or to ask the question or to get the information. And you got to be bold, courageous, and curious enough to ask those questions on your own so that you can get to the answers that you want to see. In fact, I will venture out to say that you will never ascend into certain realms of power or access certain without knowing how to ask the right questions. So a lot of people are always saying, I want to sit at the table, I want to get into the room. Well, what are you going to do when you get in the room? Because you're not going to get what you want just because you get in the room, and not just because you have a pretty face or a smile. You're going to have some capacity, and you're going to have to know how to ask the right questions when you get into the room if you want to get the answers that you want to see in your life. If you ask vague questions, you get valueless answers. And I cannot tell you the number of people who are asking vague questions that are not going to really yield any value to their lives in any way. Something that you could have easily Googled or looked up on your own. Those are not the type of answers that are going to help you get your life to the next level. And if you ask low-level questions, you get limited perspectives and limited possibilities. And a lot of people are like, I don't understand why I'm not getting certain breakthroughs or certain results in my life. And it's because of the questions you're asking. You're operating on limited information. And you don't have to, in this world, it's 2024, in this world that we live in today, there's no excuse for you being limited in information. There is someone, somewhere, that has the information that you need. And you have to put yourself in the environment or make the investment that you need to get the information. Sometimes that means buying a book. Sometimes that means paying an attorney. Sometimes that means paying an accountant. Sometimes that means getting on a plane. Sometimes that means investing in a course, going back to school. Whatever you need to close the knowledge gap, do that thing so that you can get into the rooms that you need to get in and you can make the connections that you need to change your life. On the other hand, if you ask next-level questions, you unlock next-level answers. And so what I always tell people, you got to learn the power of the question. Stop cursing the outcomes and change the questions that you're asking. A lot of people are cursing the seasons of their lives and they could shift the season with a simple question. With one powerful question, they could unlock their potential, they could unlock wealth, they could unlock success and prosperity, but they're asking the wrong questions and they're getting the wrong outcomes and the wrong results in their lives. What I'm trying to say is that you cannot pitch from the realm of average and expect to produce an extraordinary life. Write that down. You cannot pitch from the realm of average and expect to produce an extraordinary life. People always say to me, and this really ruffles my mind, they say, oh, Janelle, you're just an anomaly. Well, that may be true. I am very unique and I am one of a kind. I believe that, but I didn't start here. And that's how I know it's not true. I developed myself. I refined my gifts and my skills to become who I am today. And so many people think it's just magic, but if you just spend a few minutes with me, you spend a few hours with me, but it's just, you're just going to become this person. Well, I've been becoming this person for decades, so it doesn't happen overnight and it does not happen by association. Association can help your learning curve and help you accelerate your success, but it'll never help you to become me because you don't even begin to understand the price that I paid to become who I am. You don't even begin to understand the challenges that I've had to overcome to become who I am. You cannot even begin to understand the journey that I've had to take to become who I am. So to make a statement like, oh, you're an anomaly, that's just me, that doesn't work for anybody else, that's one of the worst statements you can make. And it shows me the limit. can hear me say on this podcast, or if you read my books, or if you ever, read any content I put out, I associate only with eagles. I associate only with people that are pitching at a high level. That is that you got to be a person of excellence. You got to be a person that is committed to your growth and development and mastery. And you got to be a person that is committed to becoming the greatest expression of who you've created to be. Most people are pitching too low, and they are living among the clutter of the common. I could do a whole episode on that one statement. Do not live among the clutter of the common. And I think that that's one of the things. Well, this is where the confusion comes in with people. People would say that, oh, the nose and the anomaly is an exception to the rule. That's not even it. It's just that I made a decision not to live among the clutter of the common, and I don't accept average in any area of my life. It's not acceptable. And it should be acceptable for you. You've been created for greatness. You've been created with extraordinary gifts and potential to serve the world in a very powerful way. When you pitch high, you live among the ranks of the uncommon. So that's why, you know, people will make certain statements about certain people. It's not that everything in their life has just been a bit of growth. This is that those individuals have pitched at a higher level. Has produced an uncommon life and reality for them. Your pitch is defined by your paradigm. So a lot of people are always trying to figure out the key to my success. Is it this? If I do these things, because you know those are, is it going to make me successful? Not necessarily, because I know better than anybody that my success is the result of my paradigm. And I have worked for decades on my mind at a level that most people never will. And so that is the thing that really separates me from other people. It's the paradigm. It's my way of thinking. And your paradigm is formed by the environments and experiences that have shaped you. Your paradigm is formed by the environments and the experiences that have shaped you. Now, I don't have time to unpack this, but I would encourage you to get my book, Upgrade Your Mind, Harnessing the Power of Thought to Change Your Life. It's a powerful book, one of the first books I ever wrote, and it really goes into this, how your paradigm is formed by your environment and the experiences that have shaped you. You cannot control the circumstances you are born into. However, you can control how you allow those circumstances and conditions of your life to shape you. So, yeah, you may not be able to control what you're born into, what environment you're birthed into, but you do have a say-so in how those things control and impact your life. And when you live your life defined by circumstances and a captive of conditions, you pitch from the realm of victimization. So a lot of people, when I sit down and have a conversation with them, victimization has a verbiage and a language. And I begin to hear it, and immediately I say, this is why they are the way they are. This is why things are the way they are in their lives, and this is the way things will always be in their lives if they don't break this victimization mentality. When you defy circumstances and conquer the conditions in your life, you pitch from the realm of victory and power. People that are overcomers, people that are winners, people that are champions in life, they speak a different language. I can sit down with that individual who has overcome a myriad of challenges and obstacles in their lives, and the language is totally different. What is it? It is the mindset of that person that makes the difference, because those two people may have encountered very similar circumstances. But the mindset and the perspective of those individuals is totally different, and that is one of the true gauges of our success and prosperity in life. In other words, your pitch is defined by the narrative that has been programmed into your mind. Write that down. Your pitch is defined by the narrative that has been programmed into your mind, and for many of us, that narrative is negative and toxic to our true authentic selves and who we were created to be. In order to pitch at a different level requires a paradigm shift. So if you want to pitch higher, you want to join the league of eagles and extraordinary overcomers in life, you got to change your paradigm. And so many people go through year after year, setting goals, writing resolutions, setting intentions, and never experiencing the life that they desire. Why? Because it doesn't come through your positive affirmations. It doesn't come from your great networking. It doesn't come from your positive outlook. It comes from the time that you are willing to invest in the development and the transformation of your mind. A lot of us want to produce a beautiful life with a dirty mind. Write that down. A lot of us want to produce a beautiful life with a dirty mind. And when I say dirty mind, I'm not speaking of a perverted mind. I'm speaking of a polluted mind that is filled with self-limiting beliefs, ideologies, concepts, and perspectives and perceptions that are counterproductive to your potential and who you were created to be. And until you deal with those self-limiting beliefs and perceptions about yourself, those toxic traits, those inferior beliefs and behaviors, you're going to continue to produce the same outcomes and results in your life over and over. To pick at a different level, you must think at a different level. So a lot of us are like, why are things not changing? Because you're not changing, and you can't change unless your thinking changes. So we think because we get a different routine or we get different circle of friends or we get in a different environment and things are just going to change about our lives, but you're not changing. And you can do all the affirmations, all the positive thinking you want to do. You never take the time to do the mental work. You're going to continue to be in the same state over and over again. And we know that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But how many people are living in cycles of insanity because they keep doing the same thing and they still have not come to the realization that this is not working in their lives? My inner circle is very small. It's very small. And a lot of people, you know, they brag about, you know, their inner circle being so big. And, you know, when I hear that, it's a red flag because it's like, why is there so many people in your inner circle? And how many of those are really friends and how many of those are really associates? And that's a whole other topic for another day. But why is my circle so small? It's because I've trained my mind to see beyond restrictions, limitations, boundaries, and barriers. As a result, I cannot afford to stop my life with people that are stuck, stagnant in their thinking. I cannot stop my life with people that are stuck and stagnant in their thinking. And a lot of us, I'm just going to say it, nobody else loves you enough to say it, but I'll say it, so desperate to have anybody in our lives that will settle for anything in our lives. And I look at certain people's relationship constellation, and it just is devastating to look at because you've assessed yourself so low that this is the only thing that you can attract into your life. And I always tell people that, you know, you have to have a good assessment of yourself because if you don't value yourself, nobody else is going to value you. And a lot of times, you know, people are looking at and talking about their haters and the doubters and the critics. And the reality is that a lot of us are attracting things into our lives because of the broken and dysfunctional image we have of ourselves. And when you heal yourself, I'm talking to you from decades of experience, when you heal yourself, certain things are not acceptable for your life. So the reason that my circle is very small is because certain things are just absolutely not acceptable to me. I love myself. I value myself enough that I'm not going to do certain things to myself, and I'm certainly not going to allow other people to do it to me either. I love myself enough that certain things are absolutely not acceptable. You are not going to treat me that. You're not going to violate that way. You're not going to violate that boundary. You're not going to, you know, degrade, devalue, discredit, discount me in any way. You have to love yourself enough to not tolerate certain things in your life. I always tell people that if you require more, you produce more. And if you do life would deliver more to me, when I started demanding more for myself because I woke up to my significance and I woke up to the value of who I was as a human being, certain things became absolutely unacceptable. And when your value increases, the quality of the relationships in your life increases as well. And those relationships that don't honor or recognize your value, those relationships begin to diminish in your life, and I'm not going there. My mindset repels mediocrity and is in no way attracted to average. Everything that enters my space is forced to stretch. People will come and go because, like I said, if you're going to come into my space, you're going to stretch and grow. You're not going to stay the same. You're not going to be a victim. You're not going to live in this false narrative. You're not going to live with limiting beliefs and perceptions. You're going to do the work, and you're going to become the best version of yourself, and you're going to become a great contributor to the world and society. The realm that I pitch from demands a fortified mind and progressive thinking. So if you're going to be with me, if I'm going to be a friend of yours, if we're going to be connected in any way, you got to have a fortified mind and progressive thinking. A lot of people, I just realized this some years ago, a lot of people, they don't know what I'm talking about. Their thinking is so low and so limited that when you begin to pitch at a certain level, you lose them. They don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't register. A lot of times we're striking out because we have not been stretched in our thinking. And you're like, why can't I get to the next level? Why am I not breaking through? Because your thinking is not being stretched. You have adopted a fixed mindset. And a fixed mindset, a failing mindset. You want to have a growth mindset. And I don't have time to get into that today. But you want to make sure that your mind is always in a state of growth and development so that you can become everything you were created to be. You have to change your pitch in order to change your attitude. So if you want to ascend to new realms of success and greatness in your life, you got to change the paradigm so that you can change the altitude. And a lot of us are at very low altitudes. And you know the thing about being at very low altitudes is that you can't really get the momentum that you need to soar when you're at a low altitude. And a lot of us have filled our lives with low-altitude relationships that are limited and constricted and crippling us in so many ways and robbing us of the life that we were created and destined to live. What I want you to understand is that evolutionary questions are not for everyone. Evolutionary questions are for those that are pitching at a higher level. So I realize this in everything that I do. I realize it with this podcast. This podcast is not for everybody because there's a nucleus of people that only want to hear inspiration, motivation, positive thinking, positive affirmation, positive vibe, just positive, positive. And I teach more of an empowerment message, and an empowerment message is a message of personal responsibility and accountability. There's nothing wrong with positive thinking and positive element of personal responsibility that is missing from the industries today. And so this won't resonate with everybody because everybody's not ready to pitch at that level. Most people are not even ready to take responsibility for their lives. So how can you move into a new realm and dimension when you're not even willing to take responsibility for your life? Ultimately, evolutionary questions are for those that have graduated from the journey of discovery to the journey of development and have arrived at the journey of self-mastery. Write that down. Evolutionary questions are for those that have graduated from the journey of discovery to the journey of development and have arrived at the journey of self-mastery. One of the things that separates me from anybody else is that I have been hopelessly and rigorously devoted to my development and to mastery. I'm not interested in joining the ranks of the average and the mediocre, just doing what everybody else is doing. But I've been obsessed with excellence and being world-class at everything that I do. speak. In other words, evolutionary questions are for those that have broken through barriers, shattered ceilings, and are ready to live the greatest version. People that have broken through the barriers, shattered the ceilings, and are ready to live as and to become the greatest version of themselves. I believe that you're listening to this. You've made it this far into this podcast because you're one of those people. You're one of those people that don't just want to get by and do enough, but you're one of those people that want to be elite. You're one of those people that want to be world-class and to be the best in the world at what you do. And another thing I want to say is that evolutionary questions are not elusive questions. Evolutionary questions are character building, capacity expanding, and clarity provoking questions. Write that down. If you want to move into this realm of evolutionary questioning, realize that it is character building, capacity expanding, and clarity provoking questions. So, when was the last time that you asked yourself questions? Caused you to build character, to expand capacity, and to provoke clarity in your life. I can answer that. Most people have never done that. And so what I want you to begin to do is to ask more evolutionary questions. I ask them to myself every day. I ask them to my clients. I ask them to my mentees because I want them to be cutting edge, the best in the world, always rising to new altitudes and new heights of success in life. Evolutionary questions are questions that cause you to look deeply at yourself and to look deeply at the world around you. If we're going to change the world, the first thing we got to do is change the lens through which we see the world. Write that down. If you want to change the world, the first thing you got to do is change the lens through which you see the world. Because if you're looking at the world through dirty lenses or contaminated vision, you're going to project and produce that in everything that you do. So if you want to change the world, you got to start with changing the way that you look at the world. Evolutionary questions are questions that bring you face-to-face with the truth and demand that you take personal responsibility for your life. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people don't make it very long with me, because when we start to really get to what I call the heart of the matter, and we really start to ask those hard-hitting, in-your-face, truth-confronting questions, most people don't have the personal integrity to go there. Because they know that in order to answer those type of questions, you got to remove all the masks, you got to be willing to be vulnerable and authentic, and you got to be willing to lay it all on the line so that you can really grow and become a better version of yourself. Evolutionary questions include, number one, in what way have I contributed to the present cycles in my life? That doesn't sound like the self-help garbage that we hear today. And that's one of the reasons that I so distanced myself anything related to self-help and, self-motivation type initiatives, because I know that people need to be empowered. And to be empowered requires a level of depth and personal responsibility that very few people are willing to take. Number two. What patterns do I need to interrupt to improve the quality of my life? Write that down. What pattern do I need to interrupt to improve the quality of my life? It's good to have the best of intentions. It's good to have positive thinking. It's good to have positive affirmation. But the reality is that you got to recognize and you got to interrupt patterns in your life if you really want to change your life. Number three, what am I afraid of and how is it threatening my advancement? What am I afraid of and how is it threatening my advancement? You would be amazed at what you're afraid of, because as I have looked over my life and I've asked myself that question in many seasons of my life, I have learned that fear takes on many different facets. And what you thought you mastered in one season, you mastered, and it shows that there's something else in another season because you never really mastered if you suppressed it. And what you suppress, you will always be a slave to. So what I want you to do, I want you to really identify what you're afraid of and figure out how it is threatening the advancement of your life. Fear will cost through your future. It is a debilitating emotion that will derail and destroy you if you don't master it. And then finally, fourth, what belief must I confront to become who I was born to be? What belief must I correct to become who I was born to be? What belief? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about your value? What do you believe about your potential? Is it standing in the way of you becoming who you were born to be? I can tell you from personal experience that the narrative that lived in my mind for a very long time was toxic and counterproductive to who I was created to be. It was in no way scripted in reality. It was false, and it was a narrative that was destroying my life from the inside out, and it will destroy your life as well if you don't correct those beliefs that are robbing you of opportunity to become the greatest expression of yourself. If I didn't do that work, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, you wouldn't be reading my books, you wouldn't be digesting my content articles, you wouldn't even know who I was because you would have never heard of me because I would have never won those battles in my life. And what I'm here to tell you today is that you got to win that silent battle in your life. You got to ask those evolutionary questions that bring you to powerful breakthroughs and discoveries and shifts and pivots in your life that help you to emerge as the greatest expression of who God created you to be. Whew, I know I've said a lot today, but you know what? I believe that this series is one of the most powerful series I've ever done on this podcast, and you need to listen to this again. Every part, both from part one to part four, we went really deep today, and I wanted to because I really wanted to drive this home for all of us so that we don't just go through this year, but we make the changes that will make this the greatest year of our lives. It has been such a privilege to spend this time with you and to pour into you today. I hope that you have been benefited and empowered in some way to take your life to the next level. Reach out to us. Let us know how the message of empowerment is impacting you, how it is touching your life. We always love hearing from you. It's always an honor to do life with you. I look forward to seeing you again real soon for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Until then, be blessed.
Thanks for joining us for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Always remember, your life has purpose. Your potential is limitless. And only you can define your legacy.